The COVID-19 pandemic has pushed up the release of the economic recovery plan because the quarantine forced so many businesses to close. And while the borough has always had a comprehensive economic development strategy, or SEDS, it hasn't had to consider this unprecedented landscape. Borough Mayor Bryce Ward chairs the Economic Commission.
What does economic recovery look like post-COVID? And then the standards that were post-COVID, are those the standards that we want to have long-term?
The commission identified four sectors in the community: residents, businesses, healthcare, and the workforce. And how do you find success? For the residents sector, the plan counts how many boxes go out of the food bank, how many homes are sold, what is the average rent, and the cost of consumer goods. Recovery for businesses can be measured in taxes and commercial loans. Recovery for the healthcare sector, in how many COVID-19 cases are tested and recovered. And in the workforce, the plan can measure unemployment and wages. And what about recovery standards we can't measure?
The commission has had some really interesting conversation on how we actually measure quality of life using other indicators such as access to healthcare or access to other services, how that has a greater impact to the overall economic well-being of a community.
The plan takes the tasks identified for the four groups and breaks them into a timeline for immediate, short-term, mid-term, and long-term priorities.
The immediate tasks, these are things that we want to have achieved in the next 1 to 2 weeks. And we recognize that with some of these efforts, if they're not done in a timely fashion, we may actually lose out as a community on resources that are available at the state and federal level.
The commission is looking for comment on the recovery plan this weekend. The short document is on the borough's website under Boards and Commissions, and we will link to it on the KUAC website. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.